Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Boys, isn't this true? I find myself doing this, too. My whole family does, actually. Texter writes, Lee, I find myself watching the TV shows from the 80s and the 90s. It takes me to a much better time in the USA.
Yeah.
We are doing that. We do family movie night, usually.
Right.
Which ends up being family movie afternoon, usually, most of the time.
Yeah.
We do that, and we pick out movies. And we are almost exclusively watching stuff that's older. Like, not older 1940s, but, I mean, 80s, 90s,
right.
2000s. My kids love that time in America. And it's funny because it's this eerie feeling. If you watched it at the time, right? Like, for instance, here's what we've watched in the last few weeks. We watched Goonies. We've watched E.T. We've watched Gremlins, Princess Bride, that kind of thing.
Right.
When you watched the first time, there was no sense of American culture at all. It was just a movie that was popular, good, right?
Right.
And it's kind of like how if you go to a foreign country, you can feel their culture, how it's different. Even if it's a Western culture, like, you know, Scotland and France and England and all those places, you could feel the cultural difference. But they can't feel it, right? We couldn't feel it then. You go back, now that our culture has changed so radically, the whole feel of it, and you go back and watch movies, 80s, 90s, even movies, Lee, I would say like 12 years old. You can still feel the culture in it. It's American, and you can feel its absence now when you go back and watch. It's an eerie feeling. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The sense of that time, whereas at the time, you didn't recognize, again, you didn't recognize it as American culture. It was just whatever it was.
Right.
It was just a good movie. And now you're like, oh, the feel of that time and the innocence compared to now, even though at the time didn't seem too innocent.
I think it's interesting. Is it ABC that does Wonder Years? And they have done
yes.
a reboot on that, and they've done it from a black family perspective. And I find that culturally interesting. I have not watched it. I did watch Wonder Years when it was on initially with the all-white family, obviously, at that time. And that was pretty much the focus of it. But they're doing it now from a African-American, black American cultural standpoint. And I don't know. I just find that interesting. I haven't watched it, but it's interesting that they're doing that.
My kids love those movies. They love that sense of just the feel of that era. It's the only way you can explain to them what it was like. And almost every movie we watch, we end up, my husband and I, saying, and sometimes the kids, oh, you couldn't do that today. Wow, no, you couldn't do that today. No, oh boy, you couldn't do that today.
Yeah.
And it's not anything bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's hard to explain. It's not good when you're in radio and you can't explain it. I'm saying, do you get it? But you have to. It's one of those you just have to get.
You have to be there.
Yeah, Texter writes, great movie, Red Dawn. One of you suggested that, and that is on our to-do list. We've actually got a list of movies we're going down, and yes, that is like two or three down because we want to watch that.
Yeah, that's a good Americana movie there. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Lee, did you hear this? And this is good news for you, but like nobody else.
Okay.
Okay. did you hear this? The mullet is back in style.
You know, I have no interest in that. That's not...
Really? Because, see, maybe I need an intervention with you here on this. Because, Meredith, somebody sent me that shocking photo of you, and I was shocked because I had worked with you for, like, 5 years and didn't know you were a redhead.
Yes.
Because your hair's all gray now.
Was.
You were. Yeah, but you had a mullet in that picture.
It wasn't really a mullet.
It was a mullet. No, do not deny. It was. And you know what? You rocked it, though.
Well, I have had a very long hair. You know, I mean, believe me, I was a rock jock for years. So I did have the long hair thing going there for a while. I mean, it was not, you know, super long. There was no ponytail or man bun involved, obviously.
Okay, wait, because to me, a mullet doesn't have to be long haired, though. That to me, a mullet is you part the thing down the middle, and then you brush the sides back, right? That's what, you know, and you got a little length on it, but it's not necessarily long.
No,
it's kind of wavy. So I don't know. I don't think a mullet needs to be long, but who knows? We can quibble about that. Yeah. But whatever. I'm just saying, if you wanted to embrace style, you could do it. Because you still have a full head of hair, very thick.
Yes, thankfully, yeah.
You have enough hair for two men, really. It's not fair. And you are one of the few people I've ever seen who could rock a mullet. So This is good news for you this
week. I got to say this for all the gingers out there. You know, I used to get made fun of because I had red hair, because that is a rare thing for a lot of folks. But now, you know what? The folks that used to kid me about that, I've got hair. They don't.
See?
So.
See? Ooh, burn.
Yeah.
Mic
drop.
Take that. I know. Texter writes, watch the original Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. Yeah, that's what we were planning to do. That was it. Texter writes, the Golden Girls, Petticoat Junction, Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
You can even get Johnny Carson on Roku.
Yeah.
Oh, don't let the left find out about that. We did watch Boomerang the other night. Hilarious. And we also watched an Eddie Murphy stand-up comedy show. Oh, my God. Eddie Murphy couldn't even do his comedy
good
now.
Good grief. I know.
And he couldn't?
No. No.
And that guy was a genius. Yeah. He was one of the funniest people.
Richard Pryor?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and here's you know what I never missed?
George Carlin.
You know what I never used to miss? I loved it. I do not know why, but it just tickled my funny bone, was In Living Color.
Oh, yeah.
Homie, don't play that.
Nope.
I don't think you could do In Living Color today.
Well, the current Saturday Night Live has proved you can't do Saturday Night Live anymore.
No! It's misery.
Yeah.
It is. It's not even funny. It's not even in the old American
it's
humor style.
Being funny 20 years ago. I'm sorry. Just pathetic.
Yeah. And this is, you hear these comedians complain about this all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
One of the funniest YouTube videos I have ever seen. And we pull it up and watch it periodically when we do family video night, is Chris Rock, How Not to Get Shot.
Yeah.
You could not do it today. I mean, I have tears rolling down my face. It is so funny, but can't do it. Texter writes, Tara, we watch old Western movies and TV shows, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, The Virginian, John Wayne.
Bonanza.
Nothing like those today. Yeah.
Bonanza.
Yeah, see, that was before my time, but I have seen it.
Well, I can still in my mind see that black and white TV sitting in our room, because that was one of the few shows that my dad would watch. And I remember that theme song coming on, burning through the map there, and, you know, that was a good one, Bonanza.
Okay.
The Rifleman. Ooh, yeah. Boy, you would never have that anymore, not The Rifleman.
Oh, geez. So
the
much
assault
of it.
Weaponman. Weapons of Warman.
You can't appreciate how American culture has been canceled till you go back and watch that stuff.
Yeah.
And again, even more modern stuff that I grew up with. Texter writes, my granddaughter has discovered the Patty Duke Show. Oh, wow. That must be a shock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, I know. Texter writes, my brother's family watches The Waltons, Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, I
never missed an episode of that. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. All right. Now, we've had an argument break out on the text line now about what a mullet is. A mullet is short on top and long in the back. Yeah. See, I don't think it has to be very long in the back.
Yeah.
Well, but some do.
That's, no.
I don't know.
What was the movie, Something Joe, with David Spade, where he had the mullet? And it was permanently attached. Oh, gosh, I can't think of the name of the movie now. Oh, gosh. And old guy moment. I can't think of the title. I can remember the image of it, but I can't remember the name of the movie, though. I'm sure someone will. Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
Yes, very good. Thank you, T1.
Power of Google.
Yeah, well, whatever. you're faster on it than I am, but I'll give you credit for that one.
Okay, I'm looking at mullets just to settle this on Google. These are guy mullets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So these guys have basically hair to their shoulders, most of them. To me, that's not long hair. It's not fully long hair. But okay, we could quibble over it. But I will tell you this. It looks awful. It totally looks awful. I think like Bon Jovi and maybe Yuli were the only ones who could ever rock a mullet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. Like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
You should take it. You should take it. Just go with it. nobody else could rock a mullet. But apparently they're back. Did you hear that earlier? Somebody said their son is on a travel team and that like every team now has like four or five kids with a mullet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, but somebody texted in from my son's wrestling team saying, what are you talking about, Terry? Your son has a mullet. No, that's a bad hair day. I can see how you would mistake it for he's growing his hair out.
Yeah.
I told him if he made the honor roll, he could grow his hair out. So he's growing his hair out. But you know how terrible you look when your hair is growing.
Yeah, that midpoint between styles. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a great, this is a great definition for a mullet. If you were growing your hair out and you're going through the really bad hair phase, that's what you look like. You are deliberately afflicting yourself with a very bad haircut is what you're doing.
So are you mullet shaming now?
I guess I am. I don't know. But you have
I'm sure that'll be banned soon, mullet shaming.
Yes, that could be a band. It could. Texter writes, all in the family. Mullet business in the front, party in the back.
There, yeah, that's right. That's the one I was trying to think of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks on text line pretty evenly divided on this. About half of them, I think, are going to start growing mullets. They're very excited.
It's the mullet majority.
Yeah. You know what? If I had known when I started this morning I might further this trend, I wouldn't have talked about it at all. I don't think this is a good thing. Not one bit.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.